Coach, I know going into this game, the New Orleans Saints are going to come out hungry, being 0-2. Did you feel like they had more of a purpose to get to 1-2 than you felt your team did to get to 3-0?
The only thing I say is that we missed opportunities. You drive down there and you end up kicking a field goal. That's your fault. We had every opportunity to score. We missed the protection, and we ended up taking a sack and had to kick a field goal. We came out with a purpose to win this football game, no more, no less than they did. We screwed ourselves by not making plays when we had opportunities, more so than anything else. When I look at this tape, I'm going to look at us as coaches. I'm going to look at the things that we did and see if we gave them every opportunity to win. I'm going to look at the players, and I'm going to see who went out and did their job and who didn't, and we'll make decisions and adjustments and things that need to go. That's the truth of the matter. I don't think anybody came here to play harder than we did. We played hard. We just didn't play smart. We didn't play as well enough to win. That's why we got beat.
On that misprotection round, was it a miscommunication?
That'll have to ask, but it was most certainly a miscommunication, or it was a misprotection because we turned right instead of going left. That's something we got to make sure we can't allow to happen. We were in position. We had a chance to get a first down. We had a chance to score a touchdown, and we didn't do it. That either falls on us because it's a little too complicated, or we just didn't do the job that we're supposed to.
Ron, you guys had played so well defensively. Was there anything in particular you were disappointed in?
Yes, we played sideways. We didn't play downhill. We didn't play into our creases. We didn't control our gaps. Quite honestly, that's exactly what I saw. You know, and again, as I said, when we get a chance to watch the tape, we're going to see if we as coaches are giving them every opportunity to be successful. And if so, are we doing our jobs?
Ron, you decided to punt on that 4th and 6 from the 35. Why was that?
Well, they had a little bit of momentum on their offensive side of the ball, and the last thing I wanted to do was give them a chance to, if we missed a field goal, give them a chance to get the ball in right next to the 50-yard line. And if we didn't get it, they'd get the ball with a little bit more momentum, and I didn't want to give them momentum. We still have plenty of time. It wasn't if the game was out of control.
Previously to this game, the last time the Panthers scored a touchdown was on the San Francisco game on the third quarter. And it took 7 quarters for the Panthers to score another touchdown. Why are they struggling so much to get into the end zone?
Because we missed opportunities, quite honestly. That's about as simple as it gets. We had some throws we missed. We had some plays, some blocks we missed. There's no secret to it. We see it every time we put the tape on. We have to correct those things.
Benjamin wasn't able to return for you.
Yes, that's the knee that's been repaired. So, you know, he took a pretty good shot. The guy rolled up on the back of it. So, you know, I guess the doctors will have to examine tomorrow. That's about as much as I know.
You pulled Cam at the end. Was that self-protection?
Self-preservation move right there, more so than that was anything else going forward. You know, didn't need to have him go out there and throw about, 10, 12 more balls. You know, we figured we'd get the shoulder a little bit of rest and start getting ready for New England.
How hard is it to manage keeping your shoulder fresh and getting chemistry? Because obviously,
it is hard.
The same mistakes keep happening.
Yeah, obviously, and we see that. But it is hard. It's tough, you know. And again, you saw, though, when things started rolling, how good it looked, the potential for it to look very good. But again, potential is a scary word as a coach is concerned. So we got to be able to make those plays when we get opportunities. When we drive the ball down there, we got to make sure everything is communicated and we're giving them a chance to succeed.
13 had a big game for them, Ron. What was he doing? How were they freeing him up?
Well, the biggest thing is initially I didn't think we were getting enough pressure on the quarterback, you know, and I think that's part of why he had some success.
You had said that Drew does a pretty good job getting the ball out.
Yep.
I know Steve blitzed a couple times tonight, but what did you see with their protections or your inability to get the pressure?
Well, I think there's some things that we have to take a look at. You know, are we almost predictable? Did they anticipate that? You know, again, so we're going to have to look at it. We'll self-scout ourselves and, you know, see exactly what happened, more so than anything else.
Ron, what did you see out of Curtis Samuel today?
I thought Curtis was explosive, dynamic. You know, again, we saw what happens when he gets the ball in his hands and we give him an opportunity, you know, and that was kind of exciting. I could say the same thing about Christian. Christian looked dynamic when he had the ball in his hands as well. Jonathan ran hard. You know, there's some things that, you know, we got to make sure we look at and we look at ways to get the ball in the playmaker's hands.
And is this where you anticipate to see this rookie class, or are you happy with
the? Well, I'm excited about it. I think these young guys are playing hard. They're learning. They're trying to fit into what we do, and, you know, we're trying to learn to use them as weapons.
Ron, was the game plan to use Ed the way you did today? Would you like to see him get involved more in the passing game?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's probably a few more opportunities we could have had for Ed, but, you know, he came in and did his job, did what we asked of him, and you know, the one thing we can't overlook is the tight end position. You know, I think, again, we may have tried to put the ball in some people's hands at times. We may have tried to force a couple things. But so, again, as I said, we'll take a look at this tape, and we got to make sure we're giving ourselves every chance to win, and that might be one of the things that we got to look at.
How difficult is that? Because I know you guys use a two tight end set, have someone in the backfield. How difficult is it when you have a guy that's used mainly for blocking or has been with Greg being the number one tight end? How does that affect you, especially with the pass block?
Well, it shouldn't. You know, we feel pretty good about what Chris Manners can do. But, again, at the end of the day, I just got to, you know, make sure, and we got to go back and look as coaches that we're giving these guys every opportunity to succeed.
Ron, were there any particular plays or alignments that made you wonder that maybe you guys had gotten a little predictable defensively?
Well, not necessarily. Again, I'm just saying, you know, there's reasons for a lot of it. And the big thing for me is really being able to go back and look at the tape more so. I mean, right now I'm just kind of shooting from the hip, just trying to remember these things as we're going through this.
Ron, how much psychologically when you have to settle for that field goal on the first drive?
Well, I'll tell you what, when you kick two field goals against a defense, you know, that's had some early struggles, it gives them a little bit of momentum. You know, but if you go down and you take the opening kickoff because they deferred and you score right away, that's a pretty powerful thing for your offense. We had a chance to make a statement as a football team, and we didn't. And we gave their defense a little bit of hope that they made us kick a field goal. And kudos to them. I'm not going to take anything away from them. But at the same time, you know, you're not going to beat teams, especially an explosive offense like this, kicking field goals.
No Ryan Khalil, no Olsen, no Benjamin, Cam with a sore arm. How do you balance perhaps – say what some people say, oh, those are just excuses.
That's exactly what they are. They're excuses. There's no way, you know, there's no way to get past it. That's just the way it is. Everybody in that room has a job, and everybody in that room is paid. So we got to go out and do our jobs, just like the coaches got to make sure we're giving them a chance to succeed. They got to go out and they've got to make sure they execute.
Last week you had to face McDonough, Sean McDermott, and Tolbert and so forth. This week, Ted Ginn Jr., what kind of impact does it have to, and how much do you have to change things around when you're facing former players?
I'm not quite sure if there's, in terms of playing the way you play things, if there's anything, there's just the simple nuances of the hand signals and the communications you have. That's probably the biggest thing that you've got to do, but, you know, that's not why you get beat. You know, you get beat because you don't go out and execute. You get beat because, you know, you're not putting them in position to win.
Ron, a lot going around the league this weekend, shows of unity and so forth. Wondering what your conversations were like with your guys on this important topic.
Well, the honest, you know, to me, the thing that I think that we talked about last night, and it really wasn't a conversation, it was me just speaking, I gave the players my take on this. And I told the guys, I said, I really think that what we need to do is if we're going to be united, we need to all stand, look at the flag, be at attention, feet at 10 and 2, hand on our left hand down to the side, right hand on our heart, and we need to look at the flag, and we need to listen to the national anthem. We need to think and envision an America that we believe in that's free from injustice, that's free from bigotry, free from prejudice. And then when you guys ask me, we tell you that. We tell you that we believe in America. We support our military. We support our, you know, we support our first responders. And we most certainly do not believe in racism and bigotry, and we want to see that out of this country. That's what I told them. I told them that's how I feel, you know, and I have my personal reasons to feel that way. And we left it at that. And I told the guys, if they ask, tell them how you feel. They really should. And quite honestly, that's the last time I'm going to talk about it, okay? Anybody else about football? Thank you, guys.